Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Yeah, you are listening to the grilling guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We are working real hard to make your grilling bad to the bone because that is the way it needs to be done. Get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. It's going to be bumping up against 90 degrees again today, but that is no reason not to get out there. Reminding you all that grilling is a one-handed sport. There is a cold beverage in that other hand. You got a great way to get out, enjoy some family time wherever you are, make some good eats on the grill, and become a grilling guy. Create some grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And thanks to Brian Fonger for producing us this morning. Even though our computer tends to be freezing up this morning, we're even having technical difficulties while we're in studio. So we need to just get some new gear here, I think.
He's such a pro, though. He's playing through it.
Yeah.
And speaking of pro, Brian, you got a new gig, babe. You know, we got to give cred where cred's due. You're a Muskegon Lumberjacks. You're doing a little color commentary, huh?
I am.
Good for you, man. Yeah. So what's your background in that? Or is it...
Well, this will be my first ever endeavor, I guess you could say, with play-by-play. I'm very excited for the opportunity. I'll be doing the home games, just the home games. But
Makes sense.
I'm very excited. It's a great new opportunity, and I'm willing to expand, I guess, my radio background.
Sure, you haven't made the traveling team yet, but
no,
you will.
No, not
you
yet.
Will.
So someday we'll see you on NBC Sports, is what you're saying.
I hope so.
Yeah, remember the little guys, B. Remember the little guys.
Yeah, throw us a bone once in a while. Well, you are listening to the Grilling Guys, where men are men and women are glad of it.
That's right. And we did a little grilling last night at Bob's place. He had a little get-together out by the pool and celebrating some of his family being home for the holiday weekend. Or the holiday week, I guess it is, with the 4th of July being Wednesday. But just threw down some brats. You know, this whole grilling thing doesn't need to be a giant production. But Bob always puts a little twist on things. Threw an iron skillet on the grill last night. Diced up some red, some green, some yellow peppers, and Vidalia onion. Put it in there. Just an excellent topper. I don't know, what kind of seasoning did you throw on those vegetables, if any?
It was just salt and pepper and butter, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty basic stuff, but it's really good.
But heated up an iron skillet, so
a little bit
got
of
nice
smoke on that. Yeah, yep. Threw a little chunk of hickory on there with the charcoal. Good one, charcoal on a Cajun grill.
Right, but made an excellent topper for those brats. Those sliced peppers, sliced them real thin, maybe like pencil thin little pieces, so that when they got soft, you could take them with tongs, put them on top of that brat on the bun, and it was just fabulous. I mean, really good, quick, easy, but great quality grilled item to serve your family and friends.
Went down real nice with that Fennvalig Wurzstraminer I was drinking.
It did.
Pretty tasty. Nice combo.
Yeah.
So exactly. 4th of July foods. What are you going to be cooking for the 4th of July?
Well, you know what? 4th of July is all about entertaining, all about being with a bunch of people that's around. So what I like to do is I like to do food in waves. The grill's hot most of the day. You know, if you want to plan around a meal, that's great too. But I like finger foods because people are coming and going during the 4th of July. You know, usually where we live, there's a lake right next door that has fireworks, and they kind of blow them off in my backyard, really. One end of the lake is kind of like right by my house. And so we have a party in a driveway, and you're feeding people from 5, 6 when they come over till, you know, it gets dark now, what, about 10, 10:30?
Is that an invite I hear?
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, you got the grill going, and you're throwing things on it. One of the things I like to do are these things that I call firecracker, obviously for the 4th of July, firecracker grilled shrimp. And really what it is, it's skewered shrimp. Get the big ones. Don't be cheap. This is a once-a-year celebration.
They don't skewer well anyway when you get the little ones.
That's right. So get the ones that are like 16 to 20, they call them. That means there's 16 to 20 shrimp per pound, about an ounce a piece, a nice, good, little bit bigger than your thumb-size shrimp. Devein them. Take the shucks off them. I even take the tails off them because I don't like to have to sort through that when I serve it to somebody. I just want to be able to spear it with a fork or eat it right off the skewer. But always remember to dip your skewers in water for about a half hour because when you put them on a hot grill, they're wood. They'll catch on fire, but if they're soaked, they won't. But what I'm going to do is create this little firecracker rub. And I'm going to give you two parts paprika, one part cayenne pepper, one part ground black pepper. I've got one part brown sugar, one part garlic, and one part of I'm going to use the tomatoes in a minute. So my rub is two parts paprika. When I say parts, it depends on how many shrimp you're doing. Okay, you could do it a quarter cup and a half a cup if you were making a bunch of stuff. If you could do a tablespoon or a half a tablespoon, whatever you want to do. But again,
are you going to post this on the website?
I will, on the grillingguys.com. And I don't want to go through it too deeply. But basically, this is a spicy, hotter rub that I'm going to put on the shrimp.
Perfect for shrimp.
Yeah, grill them up 3 or 4 minutes on each side. You can tell when they turn white or pink. You know, the bigger ones turn white on it. And they're ready to go. Serve them off. It's kind of fun to serve them right on the stick and let people bite on. The shrimp are big enough. You can bite on it and pull it off the stick. And just makes great finger food. You know, most everybody that comes over likes shrimp. This spices them up. Again, maybe with some of that Hudsonville Winery or Pike 51 Brewing, if you went out and got a growler or one of those. Just a great little get-together food. We're going to have several others as we motor through the show here.
That's right. Speaking of Gewürztraminer, I see Hudsonville left a bottle of their Gewürz here. That's quite an impressive little operation they've got there. Those guys are dialed in on wine. If you like wine and want good local wine, that's a great place. Put it on your to-do list because it's going to be a surprise. Hooterville, who'd have thought of it?
Yeah, I got one more recipe for us, a grilled watermelon salad. And I used the two different colors of watermelon. You can get the yellow ones and, of course, the traditional red. But cut it up in strips. Leave the rind on it and cut it up not in the traditional triangles, but cut it up in strips. You're going to grill it for 2 or 3 minutes on each side. All you want to do is get some grill marks on it. You really aren't even going to heat it through, but it does concentrate your sugars a little bit when you put it on the grill. And then I'm going to take some goat cheese, the soft white goat cheese, and roll it up in a little ball about the size of a marble. And then I take some arugula, which is a type of lettuce, and put the arugula, cut the watermelon up in chunks after it's grilled, drop those little balls of goat cheese in there, and then sprinkle it with some olive oil and balsamic. Makes a fabulous salad. That grilled fruit, the sugars are concentrated. Just real easy, nice summery salad. Easy to put together, guys. And when you're grilling watermelon, people are going to go, wow, check this out.
You'll have to go to the Old World Olive Press and get the right balsamic for that, because I could see that pear balsamic would be really excellent.
Yep, it would, or pomegranate. They've got another one up there. Yeah, you bet.
We're running kind of low, Shasta, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah, please send oil. Yeah, but anyway, so it is the 4th of July. You know what? Be safe out there, everybody, if you would, please. This is the time of year when you got a lot of people running around and you've got a lot of things going on. Watch that hot grill.
Well, not only that, but, you know, the fireworks, it's really dry out there right now, and I'm thankful that the bugs aren't bad, but there's going to be a lot of fireworks going on, Roman candles, things like that. Keep an eye on your kids when they're out there doing that, and make sure you pick up all these devices, because that spark stays in there for up to 3 hours sometimes in some of those devices.
And the last thing you want to do is a grass fire.
Yeah.
That'll really put a damper.
It leads to a neighborhood fire.
Yeah, it does. And coming up next, we're going to do something a little different for the grilling guys. We're going to talk to Ann Vidro from the Michigan Titanium. This is Michigan's only true full-length triathlon, and it's going to be happening right here in Grand Rapids in August, but they've got a warm-up coming up next week on July the 7th. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.